Simen Kof Ches. Shalol Efer's Heter V'Isser Taner Echad.
Right, let's remember the maskana of what we saw last time. The maskana of what we saw last time was that we are machmir for Recha V'Chachila and Meikel V'Dieved. Okay, that's the rule. The rule is Osir L'Chachila Mutter V'Dieved. That's the rule. Sev the
Mechaber. Ein tolim basar kshera in basar nevela osha lehema tameya. You can't roast kosher shechted meat next to unshechted meat, or meat of a kosher species next to meat of a trade species. Betaner echad in the same oven. V'avli she'ein nogim zevaza, even if they're not touching each other, because the smell of the trade goes into the kosher v'im tzlan. Haray ze mutter, but if you did it, then v'di'evet it's mutter. That was our maskana that we saw yesterday from the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishon. Va'afilu haitza sur shmeina harbi teres raza, even if the iser was very fat and had a big smell, and the heter was very lean and didn't have a big smell, so the iser gave a lot of smell to the heter, it doesn't matter. That's exactly what Levi said in the Gemara. It's still mutter b'di'evet. Okay, now, already in this issue of Shmeina and Raza, we have a hint that the issue of Recha Milsa is limited to Shamnunis. Apparently only fatty things have a strong smell. It's the fat that gives it the strong smell. Now, I'm not a chemist here, like that. You passed Orgo?
What?
You passed Orgo?
Actually, last night I had to take this summer.
Oh, okay, so you're not a chemist.
Orgo High School, so I gotta be a
Oregon High School doesn't count. It's very nice that you took Oregon High School and fired him and everything, and it's very nice also the Hebrew Union College. They learn like important aphorisms from the Babylonian Talmud and everything. But until you've really broken your head above a comma in Lahavdil, Orgo, then you can't express an opinion. Okay. So the Lahavdil. Anyway, what do we see here? That the smell comes from the fatness. In which case, we have a whole discussion in the first shot of the first pass. What about if there's no fatness? Not if they're both fatty, one is fatty, the other is fatty. Those were all covered in the Gemara. And Rav and Levi is clear, it doesn't matter which one's fatty. If the itzer is fatty, it gives a smell to the heter. If the heter is fatty, it is mefatim the itzer, and then the itzer gives a smell to the heter. What if neither of them are fatty, neither of them really have an shayach shamnunis bechlal? One of the discussions, which we won't totally bother here, is the discussion of blood and liver, which are not very fatty substances, but conclude the shach and the taz, that, but if they're both kachush, and certainly if they're both like things that are always kachush, even though you're going to say, but I smell them. Yes, I know you smell them, but they don't have a strong smell. If they're both kachush, there's no problem. And what was their example? Their example of, if they're both kachush, there's no problem, was bread. Chametz and matzah in the oven at the same time, not touching, right? But the smell of the chametz goes to the matzah. So they said, no problem, because since they're kachush, since bread is kachush, therefore, it doesn't really have a strong smell. This was controversial. So here, let's just make a list here of all of these. What are the exceptions that are mutter even l'chatzila? Right, what's better than the case of Gemara, than Rav and Levi, mutter even l'chatzila? Say the exception number one is Shnehem kechushim. What if they're all kachushim, especially if it's something we're not even shy for shamanim? Kigon, pas, upas, right? Bread and bread. So, the shach and the taz say mocha even the chachila. Here they quote the Torah's chatas, who the shach accuses of misunderstanding the basis of the thing. Says, no, it's good to be machmar nit lechachila. And likewise, the Isser v'heter says that only in a drabbanan we're making a chachila. So here this is a bit of a machlokas. Says the shach and taz. Mutter l'chachila. Says
says the Torah's concept of Nisra Heter regarding the divine author Lechatchila, the Isra Doraisa, the Mutter Rat, the Isra Darbanan. Most examples,
this actually is also myself, the example is Darbanan Chala. Chala is Darbanan, Chala Kofler is certainly always Darbanan. Even Chala is Israel, or Chala is still Darbanan. There's Mana Zeh, because we don't have Bias Kulchem, you don't have most of the Jews here. So Chala Drabana, can you burn your Chala in the oven together with the Chala? Can you burn your tithe Chala together in the oven with your sabbatical bread that you are baking, right? Or will the smell of the Chala go in and trace up your regular bread? So the Yisra Hetzer knows that, oh, mutter, because Chala is only Drabana. And the Shach and Tav say, no, mutter, even if it would be an Isser Doraisa, even if this bread would be Kvaya Karen that's Asser Midoraisa, it would still be mutter, because bread doesn't have a strong smell. Now, we all know you can smell bread baking. But that's not a strong smell like meat, because it is kachosh. Okay, this is a big machlokas. Lemaisa, the later achronim were noted to be many of the later achronim were noted in Mekelness, the Prima Gadim, thought really, were noted in Machron, the Prima Gadim, and if you look right here, seems to say like the Shach and the Taz, thought that the Michada, she quotes, was more like the Torah's Chatzas and the Isser Heter, the Arach HaShulchan looks like also, but like the reason like the Torah's Chatzas and the Isser Heter, that really, we don't have such a cool of L'chatzchila or Machron, even in bread and bread, unless it's Rabbanan. However, since Chalo is Rabbanan, you can burn your challah in the oven while you are baking your regular challah. Some people are very nachar, they wrap their challah in silver foil when they burn it in the oven. But even if you don't wrap your challah in silver foil, even if you just put silver foil under your challah, or put your challah on a baking sheet or on silver foil and something so it doesn't touch your pan, and you burn it in the oven, that's okay, l'chatchila, because since challah is only drabanan, even this veheter is makel, that we don't have to worry about its smells. No, because this would be like a lach the lach, because the taste transfers. If we're choshes of achilah, that reicha is like taste. So it would be like the taste, it would need shisha, need rabbana.
By wrapping the challah, you mean when you're cooking at the same time?
At the same time. It's usually more convenient to burn your challah in the oven while you're baking the bread, because otherwise you're not going to burn the challah first and then bake the bread, so that will take a long time. If you bake the bread first, then you'll forget to burn your challah, and so it's easier to just
put it
in. What?
Throw it on the grill.
So that's one case where, according to the Shach and Taz, as much of the chachila, it's bread and bread are totally kachosh things, we're a little more machmir, and so we're only making the chachila when it's drabana, like challah. But that's still a good thing to know, halacha le'maisa. So it wants to be more machmir, wrap their challah totally in silver foil so the smell can't go anywhere. And, that's wonderful. But it's not halachically required. Okay, let us continue. V'im hatanur gadol, continues the Mechaber. Shemastik shnemasar astronim, right? This is not found with furish in Shas. This is the heter found in Tosus and Rishonim. If you have a big oven which holds 10 astronim, I think we discussed this in Tzadik Zion, exactly how to measure 10 astronim, the fact that our household ovens are not 12 astronim, and if you remember, there are three opinions in the Pesach Tshuva, all the way at the end of Hilchos Basar B'Cholof, maybe the last, even Pesach Tshuva in Hilchos Basar B'Cholof. The Yad Eliyahu says the whole oven has to hold 12 astronim. The Prima Gadim says the floor of the oven has to hold 12 astronim, and the Crazy Uplacy says the four walls of the oven have to hold 12 astronim. In any case, if you work it out, you take 12 astronim of flour and you knead them and you make them into bread and you try to put them in our oven, according to most opinions, our ovens are not so big and don't hold 12 astronim. However, big industrial ovens do, like in the pizza store, where they have these big ovens, those hold 12 astronim. If you have a ton of gadol, so maksach shnimasar astronim, ufkiv pasuach, and the door is open, only if you have these two tzna'in together, the Taz discusses. Some people say you only need one of these, but we pass these two of them together. Then mutzah, tzlozot, mutzah, even l'chaschila, to put kosher and treif together, uvashla, yukuzevazeh, as long as they don't touch. So a second case where it is, mutzah, even l'chaschila, is a ton of gadol, ufkiv pasuach. Tanur Gadol Piv Patuach is mutter even lechatzila, because then the smell dissipates. It's obvious. It goes without saying. They don't even need to tell you that if it's not in a tanner, let's say they're just two things on a grill in the open air, then pasha, that's mutter even lechatzila, right? That goes without saying, right?
The kol shekein, the avir, right?
If they're just in the open air, you put it on top of the grill, you don't close the grill, so they're not inside anything, then obviously the chasila, you can roast kosher next to trace. I guess they're not touching, and they're also not touching the same kli, because the smell just dissipates in the air.
No matter how big they are, because the bigger something is, the more smell.
No. Scientifically, you imagine it might, but halachically, we just try to make general categories and assume that they work. What if one of them is covered? The ka'ara over batze, either with a cover, literally a plate, but nowadays we often don't use plates for covers. We can afford covers. If one of them is covered with a cover over batze, or even with dough, it's even covered with dough. Let's say you're making shepherd's pie, right? You're baking your kosher shepherd's pie, and the guy is baking his treif shepherd's pie. Is a shepherd pie covered with dough? I think so.
Yeah.
Right? And so he has his treif meat inside, but it's blocked by the dough. And even though, obviously, the juice of his treif meat goes into the dough, but still, the juice of his treif meat goes into the dough. The meat itself is not exposed to the air. Mutter is also a time to cut them pips. Sasa, mutter, even in any kind of oven, totally lechatzila, if one of them is covered. If either the kosher is covered or the treif is covered, then it is mutter lechatzila. So here we have echad mehem mechusa bekli of bebatek. Then it is mutter.
What does that mean, bebatek?
Right. This is very unclear. Here it's a little tricky. If the iser is covered with dough, that makes sense. The dough doesn't have, in the shepherd's pie, the dough doesn't have a big smell. And whatever's under the dough, the smell can't get out through the dough. But if the kosher is covered with dough, then it's a little trickier. Like, shouldn't the dough at least become trace? So, the Rabbi Akiva Eger, the first Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Siman, it's on Ramah, because Ramah repeats this idea, asks this question. He says, what do you mean? At least the dough should be traced. And if the dough should be traced, then it should also maybe even make your shepherd's pie trace. So this is... and how does this make it totally mutter lechatzchila? How does it make it lechatzchila if your dough is still going to absorb the taste? So it's a little bit of a sort of Ian for me. The only thing I could think is that he's talking about a case where it's covered by dough and you're not planning to eat the dough. If you're not planning to eat the dough, I know it's an okhifta. Then I understand that as much as you can lechatzchila, because you're not going to eat this dough. And he assumes the smell won't go through the dough and then into your food. Yeah. Even lechatzchila. Okay, I know it's an okhenta, but...
Yeah, I'm going to put that here. The best right here, they cover the whole pot, the whole pan in dough, give it to you, and go into the dough. I mean...
Right, and in the days of Chazal, sometimes, if they used to have covers that didn't fit tightly, they would use dough to seal it. And... What?
I figured that's what it was.
Yeah. Didn't we have Rashi and Vayera? What do I mean? Rashi and Vayera? Rashi and Vayera? Okay, I guess I'm misremembering then. Rashi and Vayera, Darshan, Kemach, Solis says two different things. It says Solis was to make bread for the orphan, and Kemach was to put around the pot they were cooking to absorb the Zuama. And then obviously to throw it out of sorts, right? So the batik here means batik you're going to throw out. That's what you have to say.
Wouldn't we say the batik is chanan?
That's where Kibbe Eger's kasha. Wouldn't we say the batik is usur or chanan, and then would ask the thing that it's touching? So the answer seems to be that probably since we're only dealing with Mishnah Chachil and really make a lot of milsa, we're not worried about chanan, b'shari surin, and the smell itself we know doesn't go through.
What about the fact that also, like, can't go...
Oh, it doesn't actually... Forget it. You know, who cares? Maybe we just have a masorah the smell can't get through, and if none of the smell can get through, kamakam she'ein ha... or ein ha'nesar osel makam she'a osir yachalei
l'chusham. No, I'm saying, why would you say that? The batek itself doesn't have a strong smell. You could say tafet so much clear, but if it was meat on top, maybe you would say it was something.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, now, yes?
Is this a raya to the shah and the taz in the sense that if it was the case that something kafush had
done? Not necessarily, because here the batek itself is kosher. So it could be that if the batek was trade, we would worry.
Yeah, but if the batek itself gave up raya, then it would meaning it wouldn't be able to block.
I'm just not sure that's a mukhra assumption.
Yeah.
Now I know we're all just making things up post facto to explain the poskim. But let's assume the poskim had good reasons for it. Okay. And continues the Ramah. Okay, so far we have three kulas. Wonderful. So who had been the basram chalav nami dinahachi? In basram chalav is the same, and now he's going to chazer a little tzimin tzavi zayin for us. The noagin lahachar the chachilo filo b'taner gadol. Ah, our meniglech is to be machar the chachilo even in taner gadol. But the end of the hachilo filo b'taner katan, meaning what's our minhag? Like the machar. The chachilo aser, bid the eved mutter, and there's no difference in a big oven and a small oven. Here gets a little tricky. What do you mean we're noted to be machmer l'chachila even in a big oven? Didn't the mechaber say that we're make l'chachila in a big oven if the door is open? And it seems from later on in the Ramah that even with the evet, if the door is closed, we're machmer. So when are we're machmer with the evet? So when are we machmer l'chachila in a big oven if the door is open? So is he arguing with Rambam when he says our minhag says be machmer l'chachila in a big oven? Sorry, is he arguing with the mechaber? So says the shach, he is not arguing with the mechaber. Says the shach, in Sivkat and Gimel, da afilu shatanar pasuach ma'at l'malu utanar gadol osu l'chachiva. But nearly the Masha Sosam comes to Mechaber and Shu Pasuach Mamish. Since he doesn't explicitly argue on the Mechaber, he doesn't say, I argue on the Mechaber, that means he agrees with the Mechaber. I have to agree with the Mechaber. Doesn't he say he's Machmir on big ovens? The answer is, Kiv Pasuach and Gadol, Kiv Pasuach and the Shach, Shach, Gimel. How does he know Kiv Pasuach Legamre? Because if it was only open a little, because if it was, let's read a little more of it, then we'll see how we get there. The Afa, Pas and Basar, Aser, but let's get into a tangent first, then we'll come back. The Afa, Pas and Basar, Aser, Oklam Chalav. If you do bake bread with meat, now, L'chachila, that bread is Fleishik, like we saw at the end of the sugya in Pesachim, and you can't eat it with milk. And you shall pass achar if you have other bread. What do you mean lechatchila b'diavad? I bake the bread with meat in my oven. Lechatchila fleishik. What does that mean? If I have other bread, eat other bread with milk and save this bread for meat or parv. If I have no other bread and I need to eat milchik, then I can do it. Then it's called b'diavad. But if I have another option, then the chachila use the other option. Likewise, if a goy baked bread with treif in the oven, if you have other bread, don't buy this bread. The chachila that was baked with the recha calls them the chachila. But if you don't easily have other bread, meaning berevach, you don't easily have other bread. The other bread's expensive or something. Then mutter b'shneim zeh mikrulin zeh b'di'evet. Okay, here we have to get into a bit of a tangent. And here, it's always confusing when I try to say over this issue, just because it's a confusing question. One of the big subtle points of the poskim is, if something is also l'chachila and mutter b'di'evet, what situations are called l'chachila, what situations are called b'di'evet? Sometimes there are borderline situations. So one thing is clearly, right? Let's imagine pot and busser, right? Clearly, usher l'chachila lathos pas in the neva. That's clear. And usher lechatchila lefos pas in basar
Almana la'achlo im chala. That's clear. Lekatila, don't bake your bread in an oven with trace meat. Don't bake your bread in an oven with kosher meat if you need to eat the bread for milk. That's clear. Another thing is also clear. Im afa hashalo im nevela mutter b'dieved. If you have bread and you accidentally bake the bread with nevela in the oven, it's mutter b'dieved. That's clear. Or im afa pas im basar v'nitare pas zo im chalas. Clearly, mutter b'dieved, meaning if the other option is to throw in the garbage, right? You already put the bake the bread in an oven, not touching, but with tray. Had the ranch of tray. Or it had the ranch of meat and then you got mixed with milk. Then you made French toast out of the milk. Then clearly it's mutter b'dieved. Where is the tricky part? The tricky part is what if it's already been done, but you have another option. Is that called the chasiba? Is that called the b'dieved? Right? So here, what about if it was already baked, but you don't, you but you won't lose money if you're not here. It's already baked, and sounds like b'dieved, but you have another option. You won't lose money if you're not here. Like the example is, a guy baked it with a vela and wants to sell it to you, right? So what's the example? The guy baked pas with nevela and is selling it. Right? Do we call that b'dieved because you already baked the bread of the nevela? It's already b'dieved. Or do you say no? Lechatchila, just don't buy this bread. Don't get involved with it, right? You're not stuck yet. It's not like you're, it's not like you have to throw it in the garbage, right? This is unclear. Or you baked pas with basar. You baked pas with basar. Done. And you don't know what you're going to eat it with. Should you eat it with cream cheese? Or should you eat it with margarine? Right? Or, you know, peanut butter. What have you. Right? Some reason margarine is not politically correct anymore. Should you eat it with cream cheese or with organic non-GMO peanut butter? So on the one hand, yeah, but it was already baked with the basar. It's already done. But on the other hand, like maybe you don't have lots of money here. Maybe you could say, just don't eat it with milk. Right? Question is, can I buy it? Can I eat it with milk? Okay. Yes?
In the case where it is also chachila to bake pas with nevela. So what's the reason for that, Lechora? Because it's better not to eat with nevela. So why don't you change once it's already done? Aha, it's still better to not eat with nevela. Let them go away.
Okay. Good question. You're corresponding to the answer, right? So what's the answer? What's the psak? The psak is, what's the answer? The answer is, well, it depends if you have another option, if you're stuck or not. Sometimes you're stuck. Yes, the guy baked it with nevela and he's selling it. But I don't have other good bread to buy, right? That's the only bread for sale, or the other bread is more expensive, or the other bread is not good. So then I'm sort of stuck, right? Better not, because I'm stuck. Or now I have a milchik meal, and this is the only bread I have, and I'm stuck. So if you're stuck, that's what he says, right? You don't have other options, right? So the answer is, if your stuff is mutter, and we call that mutter b'dieved, I'm stuck. I prefer to avoid it. I prefer not to buy the stuff the good cook is going to be able in the oven. But that bread is like $2, and the other bread is like artisanal bread that's $10, and that's expensive. So I have to buy this $2 bread, because otherwise I don't have pasper beva. You know, or the other bread is like old and stale, and my kids don't eat it. Okay, then it's stuck. Or I'm about to serve a milchus meal, and I have no bread to eat, and I'm stuck. Okay, so if you're stuck, then you're stuck. But if you have another option, either the guy great baked it with nevela, but there's another bakery down the block where he didn't bake it with nevela. Or I bake the bread with basar, I can eat other things with my milk and eat this bread with peanut butter. Then it is usher. And we say, no, we have to be machmir l'chatzila. And what's the principle? Like Shlomi said, we prefer not to get into a piece of reach. So what if it were already stuck in something that have to go in the garbage, then obviously we're making one. We rely on Bechel of Milsa. What if? It's not a question of throwing something in the garbage. It's a question of buying something or deciding what to mix it with. So if we're stuck, then we're stuck. We have to rely on Bechel of Milsa. If we're not stuck, we try to be machmir. Okay, that's the principle, and it makes a lot of common sense. However, the Taz points out, and the Shach also points out the same thing, just the Shach points out the same thing by saying, Ayin Torah Chatzas, Reish Klas, Lama, Tehma, Shekhov, Omi, Zev, Ayin, the Kavim, Sivim, Kavchav, Beis, Zav, the Haggah. Right? So you have to do your homework to realize you're saying the same thing as the Taz. The Shach and the Taz point out that we don't always look at things this way. But the contrast. Here's the contrast. There's something else that's also chachilu mutter b'yevet, and that eino ben yomel, no sintam l'fgam, right? Cook something in a tray cleave eino ben yomel, or mean in a milk cleave eino ben yomel, whatever, right? L'chachil I can't, but b'yevet, it is okay, right? So what do we see here? What about when it comes? Here's when it comes to reicha. What about when it comes to Eino ben yomo? You know, we'll skip the bus b'chol and just stick to trade fair, right? That's their examples. Question is, Aser lechatchila levashel b'kdei ras iser she'eina bas yomo. Right? Aser lechatchila. I can't think of Eino ben yomo a trade pot and cooking it.
I just wanted to by Reicha, isn't there a machlokas whether Reicha is mutter or not? But this is just an option.
Give me a second. You're getting ahead of me. In Bishel, or let's even say a little better, but, you know, make people look very innocent. In this Bashel, Tavshel, Shalom, Bikdeira, Iser, Ain Bafyoma. Mutter b'dieved, right? If I have a chulent that it turns out was cooked in an Ain b'dieved trace pot, I don't just throw the chulent in the garbage, mutter b'dieved. What's the question? The question is, what if it's already cooked, but you won't lose money if you're machmir? What's the example? The case is goy shebishel mikderes iser. Obviously, you cooked only kosher food. She'ena basyoma umocher hatavshel ha'imutzer liknoso. Right, the goy already cooked in kederes she'ena basyoma. The guy is now selling what he's selling, something that's for sure kosher. What's the guy selling? He's selling tea. You know? He boiled up the water, made tea, not herbal tea. Tea. Actual tea from the tea plant. Or whatever the case may be, he's selling, you know, hot water.
He sells hard-boiled eggs, right? Something very, very, very innocent, right? Chestnuts, right? The and roasted in kosher oil. Popcorn, and he poured in, you know, kosher canola oil. Fine. But the kli is a trace kli that's last year or last month or last week it was used trace. And now he's selling it. Can I buy it from him? Do we say, no, the chachila, don't buy it. Don't get into the situation. Unless you're stuck and you have nothing else to buy. Or do we say, no, but he has one to cook, it's cooked. What are we paskin here? We do not paskin the same here. The answer is, mutter. We don't get the same answer. When it comes to the Isser L'chatzila Recha, we say, L'chatzila, don't get into it unless you're stuck, even if it already was baked. When it comes to Isser L'chatzila Ben Yomo, we say, once it was cooked, even if you have Berberdach elsewhere, it's no problem. Even if, you know, the one guy is selling hard-boiled eggs cooked in Eina Ben Yomo Treif Kli for 30 cents, and the other guy is selling the same hard-boiled eggs cooked in a brand new kli, also for 30 cents. You can buy from there, whichever guy you want. Buy from whoever you want. I didn't use the example of the Jewish on 30 cents. That would be an angle to your business to get. But okay, buy from whoever you want. Why? Because the evidence is totally okay. And that's what the Shach and Taz point out. Here the Taz says explicitly, the Shach just gives you my almost, that we're not consistent. Not all Isser L'chatzila and Heter B'dievet do we apply the same way. In Simen Kof Ches, which is the Simen of Recha, we say, don't bake it L'chatzila, and even if it was already baked, don't put cream cheese on it L'chatzila if you have another option, and don't buy it L'chatzila if you have another option. However, it's in Kof Kof Beis, which is the Simen of Eino Ben Yomo, I know we saw a little in Kof Gimel. Technically, Kof Gimel was about Nosen Tachoskan, which included a little Eino Ben Yomo. Kof Kof Beis is just about Klisha Eino Ben Yomo. There we say, no, even if you have other options, it's perfectly okay to buy it once it was already cooked. So the later Achronim wonder how come we're not consistent here. Why do we apply the concept of the Chassidim to the other in a more naked way when it comes to Eino Ben Yomo and a more matner way when it comes to Recha Milsa? And the Pima Gadim here gives two different answers, one in the Sifsei Das on the Shach and one in the Tori Zav on the Taz. I'm pretty sure. Always hard to tell. The people done is a lot smarter than I am, but I'm pretty sure it's not because one fits the Shach better someplace, one fits the Taz better someplace. Just he had one idea when he's writing on the Shach, and the other idea when he's writing on the Taz. He gets two answers. One is a very not Mundish answer, which makes Shlomi grimace. He says, you know what the difference is? Over in Simen Kof Kof Beis, we're talking about tavsha, cooked dishes. In Simen Kof Ches, we're talking about bread. I mean, coincidentally, there's bread for other things, but the cake, you know, it's bread. Says, you know what? We're always a little more machmir by bread than by everything else. Why are we more machmir by bread than by everything else? Because, at least in their days, bread is the staple food of the staff of life, right? Ki lo lechem vado yechi adam kel kamotza fi Hashem yechi adam. What does that have to mean? You have to be dying for something. Man does not live by bread alone. He lives by Hashem Yisbarach. What does that mean? From a Gashmi's perspective, you live by bread alone. But the Torah is telling you there's Ruchnias and you live by Hashem. But the Torah starts out with Gashmi's. If you were only looking at Gashmi's, you eat bread. And everything else is a bonus. And that's once upon a time how they live. They always ate bread. And everything else was a bonus, which is why we make hamotzi, and that poter everything else, because that was the way that meals worked in all of human history until very recently. So therefore he said, we're a little more mastered by bread. Is that a difference between some kof ches and kof ches beis? Just the difference between bread and other foods. By bread we're a little more mastered because it's a staple food and it happens all the time and it could more easily lead to a confusion. But by other foods we're making.
So Kof Beis is talking about bread only?
No, Kof Ches is talking about bread only. Our Rama, I just read the Rama, he only talked about bread. Now, we assumed it was Lav Dafka. This is the Prima Gadim's answer in the Sifsei Das. Masha enke patech mi rutzvei dal lechem yechia ha'adam. Mekasas mechaz Yaakov sham. Okay, but in the Mishnah Zot, he gives a different, more lumpish answer. What does Shlomi want to say? What's the difference?
That's pretty cool. That's actually in my focus.
Yeah, there are two different levels of Mishnah Lachachiva. Right? Recha is a more serious Mishnah Lachachiva. Why? And it's exactly what the Prima Gadda says. I almost suspect that you read the Prima Gadda. Says by Recha Milsa, that's a much more serious Mishnah Lachachiva. Because there's a mandat of Recha Milsa. Not just the mandat of the Gemara. Tosos Paskins Recha Milsa. Right? And the Rabbeinu Chananel quoted the Tosos Red Paskins Recha Milsa. Right? We saw on our sheet last time. So therefore, we take that Issu L'Chachiva much more serious, because it's a real mandat Umr that is trained. And therefore, we're only making when we're stuck. But in Eina Ben Yomo, there is no... There's a Tana in the Gemara, but that doesn't count. Basically, any halacha that's clearly possible in the Gemara, we're not choshish for the other day. Right? No one's choshish for, like, Abaye. You know, in the case of our Yalki guy. Right, the Gemara clearly paskins Eina Ben Yomo's mutter. The clear shock that Eina Ben Yomo's mutter. There's no shash of tarfus. It's just L'chachila, don't start cooking. Okay, so L'chachila, we don't start cooking. But once they're in cooked, we're not worried B'chlal. Because we're not really worried. We just shouldn't cook in the first place. That's what Shlomi wants to say, right? This is a kind of Eish L'chachila, just don't do the P'ula of L'chachila. This is the kind of Issa L'chachila, try to avoid it whenever you try to avoid it if you can. And therefore, since there are two degrees of Issa L'chachila, one gets applied more strictly than the other. Okay, I happen to be a Lamed like Shlomi, and I like the Prima Gadda's answer, second answer, but the Mishnah Zot better than the first answer from the Sifnei Das. But clearly we do see that there are different ways of applying the idea of Issa L'chachila has to be B'Efet. Clearly everyone agrees. If it's much of B'Efet, you don't have to throw something in the garbage. Everyone agrees with Tosfos Chachila, you shouldn't start the ball rolling in the first place. But if you're somewhere in between, it's already baked, but you didn't buy it yet. What do we say? Well, we say Aser and Simon Kochet and Moser Simon Kochabez, either because we're more machmir by bread, or because it's a more chomer type, not all Issa L'Chachilas are created equal. Simon Kochet and Issa L'Chachilas were really worried it's trait, a little, while Simon Kochabez and Issa L'Chachilas just don't do the P'ula L'Chachilas. Agav, this works even better, according to the Sheet of Tosos and the Rush that we're Meramim to in the end of the Sefer Lezara, who suggests that perhaps there's not even an Issa L'Chachila by Eina Ben Yomo. There's just a Gzeira not to use the Kli, so there's no Gzeira on the fruit.
Now I'm going to ask, is Goyish and Bishal Dafka good?
No, but like, why would a Jew cook in a Gzeira's Issa L'Chachila? Yes, Goyish, because if a Jew cooked in a Gzeira, in the Gzeira Shishu Shein Ben Yomo, actually was selling it, then of course you can make it. Otherwise, the deaf Jew is going to have to throw in the garbage and lose money. Right? But the guy, like this, you know, he doesn't care. Right, so if a Jew cooked it, then he's going to lose money. So that's already, like, everyone agrees if you make it, yeah, that's possible. Otherwise, the Jew's going to have to lose his parnassah.
Because I was just thinking maybe if you said it's half a gun, then you could say that the whole Atu was only so you don't
have to cook. I don't think it's here also. Okay, fine. Now, yes.
The Sifnei Das though also chasanach mina lahachmir. I mean, in pas would you be machmir and mino ben yomo lagabe?
Well, right. It sounds like yes, which is a big fish.
So lamaisa, like just mechalik like mishpatazah.
It's a great question. I don't know. It's very hard to paskin like an anti one mishpatazah against a one mishpatazah.
But
I don't know.
Very good.
I'd be inclined to paskin mishpatazah. Okay. There's got to be a rule of stock someplace. There are two pshat in the Ramah. Let's continue in our model. Yesh Omrim. The aim matir in Recha, afilu b'di Eved, elim kena tana prasuach tach benatzar l'mal v'chol shem yotze. Some people say, big chumra, even b'di Eved Recha milsa. Well, we're even matir b'di Eved, if it's soso legamrei, if it's totally closed, we're only making the Evet if it's open a little on the side, like the door is open a crack, or if it has a vent on top, right? Makhja Ushan, you'll say, has a chimney, right? Our ovens are generally vented. I don't know about some of the old-fashioned Brus ovens are very, very posh, I don't know. But like most modern ovens have a vent, right? To let the steam out, not the smoke. We don't burn wood in our oven. But if there is some vent, then we're making. But if it's sealed with gamre, then we're machmir, that raises milso. We welcome hefsid and we'll have from the evid. But if there's a hefsid you can make over the evid, afilu sasam le gamre, even if it's totally sealed, what kind of hefsid does he mean? The shach says here in some good hainu hefsid meruba. Okay, here we already have a chumrah. Here we have another exception. Maybe there are some cases of reis that are more chomer and are usher even b'dieved. In what case, says the Ramah, quoting an Isra Heter, not the Mechaber, I don't think Sephardim worry about this. Says the Ramah, Soso legamre, if it is totally sealed, there's not even a crack or a dent, then that's much more chomer than any of the cases described. All the cases in the Gemara where there's a little crack or a little vent or a little opening. But, like standard ovens, even when you close the door to your oven and have a gasket, there's still a vent. But if it's sasa legamri, if it's totally sealed, then it's usher even b'dieved. And pasdin the Ramah, mutter b'makom hefsed beruba. Only if the hefsed beruba were makom b'dieved. If the hefsed luat, then we're not for even b'dieved. Where do we get this idea? If we pasdin make a lot of milk stuff, where do we get the idea that it's worse if it's sasa legamri? Good question, huh? Where would he get the idea that's worse if it's also legamri? So the gra here tells you, shachatav don't. As a matter of fact, even if you trace the Ramah here, where does he quote from? Sham ba'aruch. Aruch meaning Isra Heter Aruch. If you look at Isra Heter Aruch, you're not going to get a clear idea of the Machor. But I think the gra is the Dakar Kodesh figured it out. And he says, this goes back to a question I left as an open question at the end of the last time, which we'll see is the machlok between the Mechaber and the Prechadosh in Sif Dalet. Well, even when you say Prechadosh, I'll say it over. What do we say about the bread on the wine barrel, right? The hot bread on the open wine barrel. Reish Lakish says, all Tanam agree it's Aser, but we pass in Reish Lav Milsa, what do we do? So, one answer is, and this is the day of the Tosos, the day of the Tosos is that, no, even the day of the Tosos is that, even though we pasken reich alav milsa, but the bread on the open, the hot bread on the open wine bottle is worse than regular reich and is milsa b'dieved. Okay, that's worse. Now the question becomes, if so, why is it worse? Why is the bread on the wine barrel worse than baking, then roasting meat in the oven? Don't think the bread is hot. The roasting meat is also hot. Right? Don't think the wine barrel is open. The roasting meat is also open. So why is it worse? So, says, apparently, Isra Heter, he's Choshesh. You know why? And said the Ramah, you know why it's worse? Because, now, here you have to draw a certain picture of the wine barrel. What's the picture we're drawing of the wine barrel? Here's the open wine barrel. You see the opening? And here's the, here's the hot bread. If you notice, the hot bread is completely covering the opening of the wine barrel. That's the case where Reish Lakish said everyone agrees is osur. That's worse than regular recha. Why is that worse than regular recha? It's worse than regular recha because it's sasa legamre. Because there's no space at all. There's no escape room at all. I mean escape room, no place, way for it to escape at all. There's no passage of escape at all. Right? Sasa legamre might be worse than regular recha. That's the mucker for this Ramah. Clean the grub, the correct one is very pithy. Right? The dominal paschama b'chavas psucha the usher kimoshe kasa b'sefdala the af levi mode the ayin there. Okay. Based on this, we see sasa legamre is worse than regular recha milsa. Okay, sasa legamre is worse than regular recha milsa. Then it's usher even b'dieved. Are we really choshesh for this pshat? Yes, unless there's hefsed meruba, we're really choshesh for this pshat. Okay, now I have to draw a chart of Betzalel. Who's in charge of taking pictures today? second.
Okay.
I will put them on
We have to get the time photographer to come take a moon shoot. Right? You should know, at Morning Shear we have a professional photographer.
Well, he doesn't take pictures of the work.
Yeah, the
Heinz is the photographer coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay, I'm going to erase this part. You know, this is tangential, a very, very important one. And I'm going to make a chart. For astronauts, any part in this room, shout now. Okay. What?
Quantum makeup, I'm sorry.
Sorry, we're almost always makeup.
Yeah. Official
icon. Except for two, there are only two.
Official icon.
There are really only, I think, only two significant things in all of your day where Spartan and Armor Master are official icon. And
I took care of that already.
Hey, took care of this also, and Roth. Okay, let's just make a little chart here. Ready? For astronauts. Right? Let's see, round off. Here we have Tanner Gadol. And here we have Tanner Kassan. Here we have Kib Pasuach Legamri. Here we have Pasuach Sas. And here we have Sasso Legamri. What did the Ramah just paskin? Let's remember what the Ramah paskin. The Ramah paskin that even Bidyeved Osir Afilu Bidyeved Shalos and Makom Hefsin Maruba. Right, unless it's Makom Hefsin Maruba. Okay. What about, so when's the regular case of Reis Hamilsa? So, the regular case of Reis Hamilsa is when it's open. That's when there's a difference between Lechatzila and Bidyeved. And here the question is, hold on. If when it's Tosin Legamri Tosin Bidyeved, then when is it also Lechatzila when it's open? Didn't we say it's Hamir Gadol when it's open? It's Mosor Chatzila. That's why the Shach was Mechadesh. That's when the Shach came up with this idea. What was he trying to solve the problem? The Mechaber said Tanur Gadol and Pimpasuach is Mosor Lechatzila. Hold on a second. But the Ramah says the Midig is Tanur Gadol. It's also Lechatzila Mosor Bidyeved. So what's the case? It can't be totally closed. That's also Bidyeved. It can't be if it's Mosor Lechatzila. He agrees with Mechaber. So that's Mosor Lechatzila. So it must be if it's Mosor Lechatzas. This is Osir Lechatzila and Mosor Bidyeved. And this is also Osir Lechatzila and Mosor Bidyeved. Now, we're Mekayim, everything that says in Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber started out saying Tanur Gadol and Pimpasuach and Mosor Lechatzila. Then the Ramah says, whether it's big or small, it's Osir Lechatzila Mosor Bidyeved. And then the Ramah says, it's totally Sasson with Osir even Bidyeved. Okay, back from Sakalach with the Ramah.
Why Pimpasuach and Tanur Gadol is Osir Lechatzila?
Because the Mechaber said that only Tanur Gadol and Pimpasuach is Mosor Lechatzila. Okay, why just Mosor from Bali Tosos Mikara? Okay, now let's continue reading in the Ramah. Says Ramah, the Ha'etzer Dover Chorit, the call Shekain of Ha'etzer Dover Chorit, if the answer is a Dover Chorit, or call Shekain of Ha'etzer Dover Chorit, Reicha Milsi, in the Dover Chorit, Reicha Milsa. Va'afilu Bidyeved Aser, Dover Chorit is Aser even Bidyeved, Reicha Milsa. Okay, this is controversial, Dover Chorit. Where did he get the idea of a Dabar Charif being Asr? Where did he get the idea of Dabar Charif being Asr? So says the Gra, from a different shot as to why this case was worse. Why is this case worse? Why is this case worse? One shot was possible with Gamri. There's another possible shot. Because wine is charif. Maybe charif things have a stronger smell and Reicha Milsa. And Reicha Milsa, even the Bidyeved. Maybe it's because wine is charif. Right? Remember, it's not grape juice. It's Muscat d'Asti. Right? It's real wine. So, what did you say here? If the answer is charif, then it's usher even Bidyeved. answer is Taref, it is Usher, even B'dieved. Not everyone likes this idea. Not everyone likes this idea. In the Prima Godin, he quotes that the Prichadosh disagreed. Prichadosh says, not true. That's not a good shot. There's the Prima Godin, 1 second. Let me just find the quote. Give me half a second, I apologize. Here it is. Fapri Chodesh Oschet, he dervet Shitas Isarcharis. No, Pashit is Mutter. Okay. Decides, give me a second, in the end. Then the Kesson Maruba Tsarch Eon, maybe there's room to be Mako. Okay, here's my Uncle Pashit. Says the Ramah, it's Asar B'dieved. Now everyone agrees, says the Pri Chodesh is Mutter B'dieved. The Chachmas Adam Yen Paskins, that Mutter B'Makom Hesed Merubah, which is really how the Prima Godin leans as well. Okay, but we do see here we have an additional pshat, and where does it come from? Maybe it comes from a different pshat as to why the pas on the chavis was worse than regular beifa. Maybe because wine is hard. Let me just add one thing, then I'll take a question. Says, as the Ramah, kol shkein meheter chavis. Again, here I'm not sure in general, a lot of these horror things, I'm not sure my chemistry is good enough, but what's the principle? Remember by nap or not, what does horror do? It can suck in more time than regular things. So, likewise, horror sucks in more reyach than regular things. The power of horror to suck in taste is greater than the power of horror to give off taste. Therefore, he said, if the itzer horror for choshesh reyachem el sebediyavet, hether horror, kol shem rechosh reyachem el sebediyavet. Not everyone agrees. The Gra says Dvarav to Muhim, and then says maybe there's a Chiluk and questions it. But Lamaisa, the Paskin like this Rabbah.
Okay, the previous Chalash and the Chalash that aren't made up by Heather Clark.
They don't, not explicitly.
What's the Svarah say? The Issachar is, Rebbe was saying that it only takes in more. What's the Svarah
say? No, because from the wine, we have a Mokra that maybe Issachar gives out more smell. And then Kolshkin, it sucks in more smell. Because it always has more power to suck in than to give out.
You get so hard if you need a smell with the thing that's making it hard, or not?
You mean, what if you had a mixture of, like, something that was treif and not harf, and something that was harf and not treif? My assumption is only the harf thing is treif. Okay, now he ends with, but that's only if they're not covered. If they're covered, even a harder thing, the covering outweighs, right? So as you say, then it is then it's totally mutter. Afilu bidavar charis, then it's totally mutter. L'chor, it sounds like mutter even l'chachila. However, quotes the Shachot of Yisra Heter, and here he's Shachot of Yisra Heter, and some cut Yud, Miu Lechatchila Tov Lahachmir, Ad Kan Loshen Torah Chavis. Torah Chavis, Yisra Heter say Lechatchila, you should be Machmir and covered. And here you have a big mess in the poskim. In what cases did the Torah Chavis, Yisra Heter say be Machmir Lechatchila when something's covered? Right? In all cases, only in Charif, because this line's only about Charif, only what kind of cover. So here, there is a fundamental machlokas. In what case, but says the Isser Veheter and the Torah Chatas, Lechatchila Tov Lahachmir. Hold on, that changes everything. If Lechatchila should not be even my covered food, then you have to worry about Reach in a lot of cases. Right? What does that mean? If I put a covered pan in the oven, I have to worry about the Reach going into my pyrav or the Reach and the Treif going in, etc. So says the Yad Yehuda here, and if you look in the Darkei Moshe, Darkei Moshe also quoted this, you'll notice he only quoted about Batzik. Says the Yad Yehuda, L'chachila tov lahachmir, rak b'batzik, v'lo b'kli. That's what the Yad Yehuda here says, and it's really meduyik in all the makoros. They weren't makor if it's covered with the kli. If it's covered with the kli, that really blocks the reach. If it covers the box egg, then it doesn't block the riach so well. Maybe the riach can penetrate the box egg even more so. Anyone ever bake a shepherd's pie? What often happens to the dough on top? It opens up. It makes a crack. It opens up because it contracts and expands and whatever. Right? So it's very, very common. If you bake any pie, you bake any pie with a layer of dough on top, there's often opens up when you bake it. So therefore, they say, therefore, the mice are no one's master the chachila if it's covered with aluminum foil properly. The only master the chachila is covered with butt egg, which is not so the mice nowadays. And even then, the fundamental machlokas here between the Dago Mervava and the Prima Gavim here about when it's Tov Lahachmer. According to the Dago Mervava, I don't want to mix them up. Bechol Ma'achal. It's always Tov Lahachmer in something that's covered with Batei. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, only in a Dover Chart is Tov Lahachmer. So really, even though it seems like you read this Isra Hester and Torah Chassas, and it sounds like, you should be makar even uncover things like Achila is proper for Reah, the Adiudin says, look at the Jerusalem of the Shah, Achila of Basek Be'alma. This Chumar is the only thing covered with Basek, which is not as common nowadays. And even things covered with Basek, the Rejim Eger says, are only makar with Achila for Dabar Chart. And the Badi Shulchan and most of them say like the Rejim Eger, in which case, really, if something's covered, it's mutter even l'chatzila. Only in very rare cases, because our heart is covered with batek, are we makar l'chatzila.
Is it makar batek or all food? Because batek can be more porous.
I assume all food. As opposed to metal. Yes, or table. Okay, one other thing I have to point out, which is the shas to cut and pet. Shas to cut and pet is a big chumra, and we'll see where it comes from a little later. What are the shas things to cut and pet? If the Isser, here he's talking about the Isser, is Nasalareach, is intended for smell, then we're Choshes for Echa Milsa, even B'dievet. This is based on a sheet of Tosos in a different context, which we'll see, who says that when something's meant for smelling, the Reach is more Choshes. Here, I'm not sure, I admit. I don't think it's that the smell is necessarily stronger. Could just be more halachically significant. What are examples of things that, what do you call things meant for smelling? The something, right? Or in English, you know, perfumes, right? Or, I don't know, is there another word? Air freshener, whatever, perfumes. Now, meaning, he doesn't mean here, even though we'll see some room to be master later, he doesn't mean meat. Oh, it's nice to smell meat, yeah, but meat is for eating, not for smelling. He doesn't mean, things that just bread has a nice smell. He means perfumes, not for the rest. Because Tosos says the smell of perfumes is more chumer in a different context, we'll get to, than the smell of foods, which I understand. That's its main purpose, so it's more halakhically significant. Now, it's a chiddush to apply that here, but, says the Shas, if the Isser is not the reach, it doesn't come up a lot, I don't think. How often do you bake your bread in the oven with a trace perfume? But if you would, then it would potentially be a problem. So if you have some perfume factory where, I don't know, they make like kosher perfume and trace perfume, and they cook them at the same time, then it could be that the kosher perfume you shouldn't eat. Okay, not quite sure. Not such a big mess for you.
Would we have the same answer, I think, with Akimosha, where we said with the shampoo, when you use the coals, they have plaster and challah, but it's not, you don't care about the plaster and challah, you just want the coal. So would we have the same
answer? No, I don't think so. No. Okay. Continuing then in the Ramah. I think we're ready to continue in the Ramah. Yes. Okay. Continuing in the Ramah. Says the Ramah. Afu otzolu itz mehetzer tachas machlas achas megulin aser. If you bake or roast kosher and trace under a pan open, it is aser. What does he mean by under a pan? The Gra makes this very clear. He doesn't mean like there are one shelf in the pan with a higher shelf. What he means is this. Here's your oven floor. Here's your what Isser and Hetzer, red and green, right? Your Aleph and your A. And how are you cooking them? Under a pan. Under an upside down pan, right? Right? Under an upside down pan. I think that's like some sort of Dutch oven or something. That's what they call it. So, what's unique about this case? It's something we got, it's a tiny, small space. So says the Rama, Afu Tzol Israel Zer Tachim Machal Dach Megulin, Osir Afilu Bidi Eved. But who did it? Afu Chiyah Dalma Pasim Basar, Osir Afu Lekha.
So if it's kosher and safe, it's Osir Bidi Eved. If it's pas, red with meat, it's Osir, it's flesh and even Bidi Eved. He doesn't say even Bidi Eved, that's clearly what he means.
Okay. Aval, let's go to Aval in a second. The, and the Shach says, hold on. If you had baked bread with meat here, it would also be usher b'yevet, if it was a lot of bread that didn't have a unique shape. Because then it would be fleshy bread. Fleshy bread is treif. So that's usher b'yevet. This is really explains the gra. This is not a new chumrah. This is just an example of the old chumrah, as the gra says in Tezvah. Takas v'as isvehet v'ozol l'shitaso da'filu b'taner sasem usher b'yevet u'shom da'habit kichom sukha paschama. Etc.
So here we can say one again. Right? Takas machvas akas. Again, Megulin. This is all we fit Megulin. If it's covered, then really in any case, it's much even machachita. Here, when we talk about b'di'evet, if you bake them in an under a pan, that's like an enclosed space. It's even smaller than an oven, so it's kosher. That's what the Gra says. So then that's awesome. Now we get a tangent, which until now would be, yes?
The heter of looking through well supplies here?
That's a great question, or unless you want to think it's a smaller space, it's us or even b'makom hefsid meruba. One second, I thought. Aha. Says the Gra, the afal became Lorotza Lahakel Khan. Even though it's really the same, he didn't want to be making here. Maybe it's just a little smaller. So maybe you'd call this, you're right, one star. Answer. Afilu the Makum Hashimba. Why does Lorotza Lahakel Khan look over? Because it's even smaller than an oven. Right? It's under a pen. Now, here the Ramad deals with, remember we discussed this at length, I'm not going to have the whole sugya of there. Notice we have this whole Recha simon. In this whole simon of Recha, we never mentioned what about the Zeya of everything? Right? Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. What about some Tani Beis Ifches from that Mishan Machirim, the Shohar Rush? What about Zeya? So says the Ramad here, first one thing. Sorry, before Zeya, he says, no problem.
Okay, let's forget the saying. But zeh is no problem. What does that mean? I bake iser in this tight enclosed space and the smell permeates. Let's say there's no zeh. Right? And then I bake heter in this tight enclosed space and the smell permeates. Then there is no problem. Why is there no problem with the Echer Zeh? So hold on, here we have another Heter. Here we have another Heter, and this Heter is really, even L'chassila, the post can say, this Heter is even L'chassila. Okay, the Ramah's not mafurish that this Heter is even L'chassila, I admit, but we assume that this Heter is even L'chassila. Bazeacher Zeh is no problem. Okay. Why is Bazeacher Zeh not a problem?
Because you don't expel
Zeh. Exactly. Because Recha does not affect Kalim like it affects foods. Okay, now you said something which is controversial.
You
said something which is a Shita. Just not mine. But the... Because Recha does not affect Kalim. That's the point. Bazeacher Zeh, what do you mean? First, I roast the treif. Then I take the treif away, and then I put in the kosher. Okay. The treif and the kosher were never there together. What's the only problem? The only problem is, the treif was in the kli, and the kosher was in the kli. There's no reach for a kli. By the way, anyone want to bring me a proof from the Gemara? Maybe why Bazer Frazer should be okay? If you remember the Gemara well from last time. If you bake your bread in an oven that was, the firewood was
cumin, kamon of truma, it's okay. Why? Mikkakali sura. Because the cumin is already burnt by the time you put the bread in. Ah, but the smell of the cumin went into the oven. Doesn't matter. We don't care about the smell of the oven. As long as the cumin's not there, it's not a problem. So, but that for that, what's the point? Is mutter ki ein reyach likli. There's no reyach for kalim. Now here, we get into a bit of a controversy. What's the controversy? Let me ask you the following question. Let me give the following scenario. What if at 1 o'clock I roast Esther in the topper? Okay? At 2 o'clock, no contact. Right, just smell. At 2 o'clock, I roast Hether in the tanner, and the Hether touches the tanner. Or there is Zaya, right? Because Zaya is equivalent to the Hether touching the tanner. Right? Is this Hether kosher or trace? Let me ask you a different question. You ready for a different question? Let's say the following case. 1 o'clock, I roast, the Mibadai for the Ramah is this kosher or trace. What does the Ramah say? It's kosher unless there was Zaya how many times? Twice. If there's only Zaya once, it's kosher, right? Says the Ramah, Mutter. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger questions this and says it might be usher. Why? And what's the principle? What's the reason? The Svara is that Reyach doesn't go into a kli, and Reyach doesn't come out of a kli. Reyach is not shy of the Caitlin, so therefore, at 1 o'clock, Reyach never went into the kli. So the kli was never traced. If the kli was never traced, even if the Hester touched the kli, it's not a problem. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a strange reading of the Shach. What does the Shach say? Well, Ninsa Reyach will appease him with kli, Shiyach, so you'll Ochel. Reyach can't go into the kli and then go back to the Ochel. I would say, yeah, Reyach can't go into the kli, therefore, it can never come out to the Ochel. The way Rabbi Akiva Eger thinks that maybe you should read it, he questions maybe you should read it, and Reicha can't go into the Kli, and then the Reicha can't go out to the Ochel. But Reicha can go into the Kli, just can't then come out to the Ochel. Says where it suggests Rabbi Akiva Eger that maybe it should be Usher. Why? Because Reyach does go into a Kli. That's the Kish. Reyach doesn't come out of a kli. That's where you see the Eger's potential dion. The Pesachei Tshuva actually quotes in the Shulchanuch Beis Yehuda, who seems to say like this for Akiva Eger, although the Gilgamesh Marsha quotes the Chinuch Beis Yehuda saying something totally different. And I looked up the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. I don't understand what the Pesachei Tshuva meant. I don't understand how the Pesachei Tshuva saw that in the Shulchanuch Beis Yehuda. You can take a look if you want. I print out from the books. But this is a big nafkamina. Why? The big nafkamina is everyone agrees Reyach can't come out of the kli into your food. Okay, but can Reyach go into a kli? Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests that maybe Reyach can go into a kli, which case the kli is traced. If it touches anything, it makes a trace. So this is a big machlokus. The modern day poskim, some modern day poskim are choshish this Rabbi Akiva Eger, like the Michos Yitzhak, but Rav Moshe Feinstein very clearly mistruth about ovens, and the body of Shulchan here also. Hoskin like the Ramah against this possible suspicion of Rabbi Akiva Eger. What are we saying? We say that Reyach doesn't go into a kli, Reyach can't come out of a kli, Reyach does not apply to Kalim in any direction. Reyach does not affect Kalim at all. Therefore, it's only a problem if it touched, the Isser touched and the Hetzer touched, or the Isser had Zeya and the Hetzer had Zeya. then it's a problem. But if Re'ef alone, if there is like Re'ef of the Isser, and then the Heter touched, no problem. The Isser touched, and then Re'ef of the Heter, no problem. Right, that's what we assume. And Re'ef was Kli, right? Right, and we assume, like the Ramah, any Re'ef was Kli in either direction. What do I mean? Smell won't go into a Kli and make a trait, but Kli can't absorb smell, and a Kli can't emit smell. Kalim are not shy to smell. That is the Psak, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, if you wonder where it is, it's in your day, like Aleph Siman Nun Tes, and the Medrash Sotan also writes that way, Al-Atar. The Re'ef doesn't apply to Kalim. Now, let's get into a bit of a side. Yes?
Is there a
practical case of that? Of Re'ef not applying to Kalim? Sure, I found it. The Heter of Rav Moshe Feinstein. What does Rav Moshe Feinstein say? You can cook solid meat and milk in the same oven, right? Because there's no Zeah. Oh, there's still Re'ef. Who cares? Re'ef doesn't do anything to Kalim. And that would mean that even if I cook meat and milk in a Re'ef, when it's the oven, it didn't go into the oven. The oven's still kosher, so something touches the oven, it's not a problem. Okay, now, the Ramah here gets into a side point, because the Ramah asks himself the following question. He says, all this Re'ef stuff, what about Zeah? Why aren't we worried about Zeah? Why aren't we worried about Zeah? So, why aren't we worried about Zeah? After all, we should worry about Zeah. What does Ramah say? Why aren't we worried about Zeah? Like the case, if you look at the diagnosis, why don't we worry about Zeah, like, remember, Tzadi Beis Ches, if you boil the milk and the steam went up to the meat, why aren't we worried about that? So Rav says, no, that's different. There, the Zeah is coming from, not yet, the Zeah is coming from the milk. That doesn't mean Zeah will take things out of the Kli. So the Abba, why aren't we worried about a pot cover? Remember, if you cook a pot of fleishik, you put the pot cover on, the Zeah makes a fleishik. If you then put that pot cover on milchik, it makes a treif. So, the hevel of a pot. So why aren't we worried about Zeah like in a pot? And what does the Ramah answer? The Ramah answers, because the hevel, the steam of foods that are roasting, solid foods that are roasting in the Darkei Moshe, is not as much steam as liquid foods that are cooking. Right? So what does the Ramah say here? And here, I'll just chazer for a second, the three shitas on ovens. Why aren't Zeah or Zeah's mutter? Why aren't we worried about Zeah and Zeah or Zeah? Says Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, because we're worried about Zeah in liquids. We're not worried about Zeah in solids. What does the Ramah say here? The Ramah say here is a little more worried. What does it say? But Zeah's Zeah and Lochish, no problem. Unless you saw Zeah both times, meaning you can assume there's no Zeah from solids unless you see it. Right? That's the Psak of Moshe Feinstein. Right? What about Zeah? Right? What about Zeah? Why? Are we worried about Zeah in pot covers and not here? Why are we worried about Zeah in pot covers, but we're not worried about Zeah here? So, said the Darkei Moshe, because this is solid food. It doesn't have as much Zeah as Mishpach. And then the Ramah says, therefore it's much unless you notice there was Zeah. Right, what do you mean notice there was Zeah? You look on the top of your oven, you see beads of steam. So, says the Ramah, solids generally, I don't mean there's no steam. Everyone knows if you roast a solid, there's steam. The question is enough steam to condense on the roof of the oven, right? That needs a lot of steam to condense on the roof of the oven, because the roof of the oven is hot, and it's hard to condense on a hot surface unless there's a lot of density. All right, through Boyle's Law? No Boyle's Law? Okay. What is it? No, just kidding. The solids generally don't produce enough Zeah. What do you mean by enough Zeah? Enough Zeah that it's easy amacha to condense. Enough Zeah to condense on the roof
unless you notice that they did. Therefore, the Ramah said, you can assume, Kostala thinks the Zachar is there, assume there's no Zeya. By which I don't mean there's no steam. Obviously, there's steam. There's not enough steam to condense on the room. Right? Go to your oven. Next time you cook in your oven, right? Check out the Ramah. Take your flashlight. Go, as soon as you finish cooking, shine it on the roof. Go like this, look in the roof of your oven. Is there condensed steam there or not? Okay, so the Ramah will say, if you were cooking liquid, there would be condensed steam. If you work roasting salad, baking salad, then there won't be condensed steam, only in very rare occasions, only if you happen to notice. You don't have to worry about it. This is the soccer rule, should find steam, right? Because solid things doesn't mean the same oven, it's no problem. It's only a problem with liquids, because liquids, we assume there's enough steam to condense. Okay, where did the two other sheets of the oven come from? Let's review for a second. Where does our Schechter come from? It says you can do anything you want in the oven. He says, I think how does jive with this Ramah? Rav Schechter says, Pasha, look at the Darkei Moshe. Or look, Darkei Moshe's question was comparing this to a pot cover. Why? This is a tiny space. It's under one pan. Yeah, in a tiny space, then we can assume there's Zeya condensed from liquids, not solids. But in a big space, you have no having of Osirin. So Shekhar would say, yeah, the Ramah's difference is there are muds, Mechalikin, liquids, and solids in the Darkei Moshe. That's in a small space, like a pot. In a big space, like an oven, there's no problem at all. Rav Moshe Feinstein would say, no difference in small and big space. Liquids are always a problem, solids are okay. And why would the Mishas Yiflet say even solids are a problem? He would say, maybe Rukiba Eger, and even the Ramah, he says, you know what, maybe in our ovens there's somehow more steam than within the Ramah's pipe. Okay, back to our regular schedule. Rav Moshe. What? Rav Moshe gets Rav Moshe. Fine.
But he doesn't say that point.
Which is?
I forgot.
Okay. They quote from Rav Lichtenstein and from some of the Rav Moshe that he made a pshara. Okay. That's just a pshara. Continuing in the Ramah then. Yesh omrin d'chol makom d'armina reicha milsav asur b'di'evet ha'im dakir like a shishim and a heter and a gedei yisar of all b'di'ika shishim and a heter afilu d'chol mashe v'taner mivat el ha'yisar b'l'tzor hefzid yesh linotach. What kind of? Hefzid, the Shach says, in Sifkatan. Yud Gimel, Hefzid Meruba, the last line of Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Tzoros Hefzid, Bishlahatra, and Inami, Hefzid Meruba. What do we mean? This, the question is, in one of these exception cases, 1, 2, 3, 4, exception cases. Right, let's leave room for 5, but 5 is not going to be so relevant. Right, in cases 1, 2, 3, 4. What if the heter shishim times the iser? Does that make it okay? Is there bitl the shishim? Valid question, no? Weren't you wondering that, Zev? Yes, okay. Is there bitl the shishim? So, he says, yesh omer in this bitl the shishim. Yesh omer in this bitl the shishim. In cases, is there bitl b'shishim if the heter equals 60 times the iser? After all, junk flies, glias of cooking are bitl b'shishim. Can we also say that smell is bitl b'shishim?
I might be wrong, but then if that were the case, you were saying sleep or touching, we don't assume bitl b'shishim because we think it might be concentrated in one area. But by the ramp of sleep, now you're going to say it's bitl b'shishim because it's going to...
Not so crazy, because ramp doesn't spread very spread force. It's airborne. Okay. But that's really the machlokas. Really the machlokas is that the problem is this. It's not that we think smell can usher things that are more than 60 times its size. That's ridiculous. For sure, the smell cannot usher something more than 60 times its size. The problem is, if you remember by Malika, the Mikofei Sifpes, do we know if the smell dissipates evenly or not? Now, I'm not enough of a chemist to smell dissipate evenly. I talk about what I thought it did, but I'm not sure. I'm not a big chemist. We're hoping the smell might not dissipate evenly. If it doesn't dissipate evenly, then maybe it only went to this side, not to that side. So therefore, what do we say? We say
If there's no hesed meruba, then it's usher. Why? Because it might not spread evenly. And therefore, if it doesn't spread evenly, you can't develop the machine. Maybe all the smell went into this piece, not that piece. Maybe the wind was blowing this way, not that way inside the oven. Or for whatever reason, I don't know how smell spreads. I'm not such a chemist.
And there are also, like, all the foods that start together to go with butter and shisha, right?
Bin makom hesed meruba.
Right, but that doesn't make sense.
Aha, okay. What about bin makom hesed meruba? Here, we're going to use a simon we haven't seen yet. There aren't that many, right? Mutter al pi simon kof yud aleph. What is saying kof simon kof yud aleph? A principle that we don't always rely on. We didn't rely on in simon kof hey. The principle of Kofi Aleph is any place the Isser might be is mitzvah, even if it's not spread out evenly. There's a principle of Makom Hesed Meruba that we sometimes rely on. It's called Kol Masha Nichnas L'Safek Mitzvah L'Vavo. Wherever it might be is mitzvah. As if the original example is this. Let's say I have truma. I have 1 ounce of truma, right? And I pour it into one of two pots. This pot is 40, this pot is 60. Well, if it's in this 40 pot, it's a problem. It's not bottle. If it's in the 60 pot, it's also a problem because Truman needs 100. Right? So what do we say? We say it's bottle. The 40 and 60 combined is bottle 1 and 100. That's the principle. Komash and Nefes is something in the bottle. Wherever, even if it's only in one place, it's on the start anyway. Okay, that's a special kula. That's not applied in all cases. But because Reicha Milsa is, none of these cases are necessarily so mukhrach that they're usher anyway. Really, all these cases might really be mutter anyway. They're all chidushim to asr. There's no mutter in shas to asr, these clearly. Therefore, the Prima Donna said, we relied to have some ruba on the principle that even though we don't know which way the smell went, since it might have gone anywhere, it's all mitzvah through the bottle of shisha. Okay, that's all I'm going to say for now. If you want to investigate it more, look in the Mishnah Zosos of Kut Vav, who really fits it into what everything else says is in Kofiyat Aleph. We haven't learned some Kofiyat Aleph yet, so we'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Yesha Omer de Isser Oser Vermashuk, and Chavik Pesach Recha Milsav Oser Fil Vidi Yeved, Im Hataner Kotan Vusasum, the Isser Behesem Gulen Tov Hataner. Yesha Omer Shein Machalik, Makam Hefse, Yishas Vidi Vimekilim. Okay, the Achronim jump on the Ramah. Is it really true that the Mordechai said Ein Machalik or not? Not so clear. But what did Yesha Omer say? There's some things that are asr v'mashehu, right? They're not batal, even one in a million asrs. Maybe, from the riff, it sounds a little like Reicha is like one in a million. If Reicha is like one in a million, then if one in a million would be asr, Reicha is asr even b'dievet. Chametz on Pesach, what if you had Tarovus Chametz, one to a million? It would be asr b'dievet. So maybe likewise, Reach of Chametz is asr b'dievet, because Reach counts as a tiny bit, and a tiny bit of Chametz is asr. So it says the Ramah, it's Machlokes, the Reach of what we call an Isser Mashu. Isser Mashu means if it gets mixed in even the tiniest amount of asr. There aren't that many Isser Mashus in the world. Hevel was an Isser Mashu. Chametz Pesach is an Isser Mashu. Real Yayin Nesef is an Isser Mashu. Avodah Zarah is an Isser Mashu. There aren't that many Isser Mashus around. But Chametz Pesach is a common one. That's a big chumrah. If anyone tell me when is Chametz an Isser Mashu? I already told you. On Pesach. Before Pesach is on Isser Mashu. Only on Pesach. So, if on Pesach one drop of chametz is cooked, is baking my oven while I have a million other things, maybe the reach of that should be a problem. Reach of milsa? No, maybe it still counts as a mashu. That's a big hook. And what is Rabbi Paskin? He says, the makom hefsid, we can be makel. Now here, it's not so clear. And the what kind of hefsid? The Mishnah Berura says it helps us Pesach. So in Tav Mem Zayin, hefsid ruva, right? So Rashi with the Rashi says the Ramah, it's a machlokes. Ve yesh lahakel the makom. Now, even in a Tanur Katan, with a, if it's closed, Here, there's another machlokas. Again, this is unlikely to ever come up for us, the mice, I understand. The Dogomer Vava here, the very short Dogomer Vava, close to Magen Avraham. When do we make a Mako Hesem Ruba? Only if it's closed but open a crack. Because if it's closed to Gamri, then there are two reasons to be Machra. Number one, it's Mr. Mashu, and number two, because it's Tussle and Gamri. Then, we're never make a. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tafer and Zion, says even Tussle and Gamri. So, Yesh Lahaka Mako Hesem Ruba, here's a machlokas. Says the Magen Avraham, Rak, if the Tanner is Pasuach Tzatz, and says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Mem Zayin, even if it's Tzatzim Legamrei, we could still be Makel in Hefsid Rufa. Okay, I don't know how often that comes up, but it is good to know. And the Ayin, Lekaman Sof Siman Kof Yuzchet, in Yesh Lahachmer, Lechasila Lishpos, Shnei Kederos, Va'achdim Shal Israel, Akira Olitzlos, Itzer, Eitzel, Heter. Look in Simon Kof Yuzchet at the end, not at the end, but near the end, for this interesting question. What is Lishpos? Alakira, in the open air. Remember in the open air there's no problem of smell? If on top of a grill, or on top of the stove, I'm roasting milk and meat or kosher and treif, the smell, since they go into the whole room, they're not even in a big open tanner. They're in the whole room or the whole outdoors. That's no problem with smell. So look there to see if it's okay or not. Why would it not be okay? Here it gets a big machlokes rishonim. On the one hand, in the Gemara we read, it says you can't roast two carbon pesach next to each other. So that sounds like it's not okay to roast two things next to each other if it would be a problem to mix them up. On the other hand, the Gemara says elsewhere, didn't you ever go to Tzor, which is sitting in Lebanon, Tyre, I think it's called nowadays, is it still called that? I think so. And see a Jew and a guy on the same stove, one is cooking kosher, one is cooking treif, and it's not a problem. So it's a big machlokas, how to paskin. I want to, since this is halacha l'maisa, I want to digress here. Can I have a volunteer, please? Any volunteer? Okay, here. Lie down in this box. Oh, my saw. Okay, fine. Just can't think that. Seder.
There's nothing more magical than a good plug in.
Okay. Let's look at what it says here. Because when is this halakha l'maisa? So many people ask, can I, on my stovetop in the open air, can I cook fleishig and milchig at the same time? Right? That's a real halakha l'maisa. Can I cook fleishig and milchig at the same time? Can anyone think of a possible reason why you would not want to cook fleishig and milchig on your stove at the same time? Yeah. Not through the ra'ach, it's the open air. That's much even the chasila. What?
Flash.
Tifas cholov, right? Tifas cholov. What about flashes? Especially if you're frying, right? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Yoreh Deyos and the Kuf Yuches if you've always said, Yisrael v'ovli chom sheshafsu beis derzu otzol zol. Jew and a guy who are cooking two pots on top of something in the air next to each other, zebesar shchutov, zebesar nevela mutter, v'ein loch v'shem shehefsar yishol pan av hekla v'ovli chom shchutov nevela. And you don't have to worry that maybe when the Jew turned around for a moment, the guy switched the meat on him. No, we're not worried about these weird things. Feeling shelter from the Shabbat, even the Jews' meat is better. Like, we're not worried that he's going to, in 1 second, switch the meat. Feel pima guli, even if the pots are open, mutter. And we don't worry, what are the two things we don't worry about? A, we don't worry for switching, right? To actually switcheroo. And we also don't worry about nitzotzos. Nitzotzos are sparks, meaning splashes. We also don't worry, maybe they splash from one onto the other. We don't worry. Great, mutter. And if it's mutter for the Jew and the guy, it's also mutter for me to milk. Adrama, who is the Mishnei Dvarim Sluim Deitzel? That, likewise, it's roasting. Avokatzkila Yishizara Filodeitz Kedeiros. That, for the Yevit, said for Ashkenazim, said Drama, Lechatzkila, we should be Nizar, even in two pots or two roastings, whatever. Just like the Gemara says, you shouldn't roast two carbon pesach next to each other, Lechatzkila, we should be Matri here, Lechatzkila as well. Sak of the Rama, Lechatzkila, you can't roast or cook kosher next to treif. Okay, why? What are the two possible reasons he could have been machmir l'chatzila based on the context? Either because we're afraid of switching the food, or because we're afraid of splashes. So this is the machlokas. Says the Shach, Yesh li zar filu b'shtei kedei ro'kir t'shem mitzotzos for the splashing. Okay, good enough.
However, since it's hot, the Shazarkin Shaky Deiros, the Dark Day Moshe Vishim Shane Mordechai Kurgan Babidin, but Tom Shul Yitzchalfu Zeva Zeh. So because they might get switched. You might accidentally switch and take the wrong path. This is Machloka Shachan Taz. Do we have any space? No. Who can help me out here? You see why there would be two pshatim. The Machaber just said, we don't worry about two things. The Rav says, but the we're not here. For which of those two things? So, we're okay? So, says the Ramah, ein levashel or litzlos, heter liyad Israel. Right? Why? Says the shash of mitzotzos. Mitzotzos means not that we're going to cabalistically purify our food, but splashes. Like, you know, when you're fine schnitzel, the oil splashes and lands on the milk pot. Says the Taz, tachlofas gofamachal. You might switch them. The God might take your kosher meat and you might take his trace meat. You could switch two hatos. You could switch the two hatos by accident and end up being trace. What's the nafkamina? So everyone says, what's the nafkamina? The man your friends. The nafkamina is
juice cooking.
Have a basar b'chalav in our house. Are you gonna switch the guf of the basar and the chalav? But you're gonna switch the schnitzel for the quiche? No, they look different, right? Nafkamina is any two things that are different things. Right? They're not the same. Right? That's an nafkamina. Nafkamina is how about basar and this basar and chalav in your house? You're not going to switch them. No one's going to purposely stick some of the meat in the milk and stick some of the cheese in the meat. And you're not going to say accidentally, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm planning on serving a milkshake meal and I get mixed up. Instead of bringing the baked ziti, I accidentally bring the hamburgers. Like, you know, you can tell what's a hamburger, what's baked ziti. So, according to the shah, it should still be usur, because there's a shash of splashing. According to the taz, it should be mutter, because there's no shash that you'll switch the two foods. So how do we paskin? Lamaisa, there are those who paskin like the taz. Okay, someone's mimicking like the taz, they want to rely on. But says the grav al chasila, lo yvay yisimishom recha, etc. Lo yisimishom dirishom nitzotzos. Uvalav hafi yisimishom tarobos. Says, you know what? For both reasons, we're about the totals and about mixing them up. Says they are all shook on the same thing. For a day or a month, also the wisdom is shaped for excluding based on devil. Chachila, she's our food, she's theirs, I come to show no. The Yeshia here show, night summary, the Arthur Shulchan, the Dr. Makodesh. The Lachini, she's our Chachila, she's the totals. Some people say the reason we're not going to have the splashing. Well, be that case, there's the Kusos Mutter, got the Chachila, it's covered, it's okay. The Yeshia here is the Yeshia, the Chachila, who, Shlogi, right? This is interesting. The totals is only a problem if it's uncovered, right? It can't splash if it's covered, meaning if they're both uncovered. If they're both covered. The yesh appears to esokach to shoy schafel zeba zeb, shnei psachim. Some would say, because you might switch the two items, like the two carbon pesach. Well, feed them, shnei kederet, achasol basar, achasol b'chol, deim b'zeb shash kolish, motar b'zeb shash kolish, ah! Says, there are chashom, I know what the nafkamina is, if it's the shach, you can't cook an open pan of beef, an open pan of milk, because it might splash the chachila. According to the talent, you can, you're not going to switch them. The Torah actually wrote, in many cases, we've seen people it caused problems. How could you ever be making a chachila? How lachol ma'isa, what are the grani or chashulchan and others say, we're choshes for both of them, and therefore we're machmer. We are machmer for both sides. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you cannot cook on the stovetop, even in the open air where there's no zeya, no recha. And even though you're not going to switch the items, you can't cook uncovered meat next to milk or uncovered milk next to meat, even if one is uncovered. Also, if one is uncovered, because one that's uncovered might flash onto the other one, and it'll keep up chalav that lands on the outside of a kedera.
Right? So therefore, halacha l'maisa, you cannot cook uncovered meat and milk next to each other on the stovetop because we're afraid it might, splash. Therefore, what should you do? You should. What if you now, question is, what does next to each other mean? Right? It's not so clear. L'maisa, the answer is close enough that it might flash. So if you have a big, give me a second. If you have a big stovetop, you know, like with five burners or something, put the milk on one corner, the fleisha on the other corner, and you're not frying things, then that's okay, because it can't flash that far, like unless it would be an earthquake or something really weird. But if you put it right next to each other, it could easily flash. Or if you're frying schnitzel, even if the milk is 2 feet away, everyone knows you fry schnitzel, it goes all over the place. And therefore, how awful am I? So we say, vidi eved, we don't assume it's flash. If you don't see anything, vidi eved is mutter. No, it's vidi eved. It's usher. But lechatchila, we are machmir that it might flash, and therefore you can't cook meat and milk uncovered close enough to each other that it might flash. How close? Okay, we all can use our judgment to know how close.
Solid. This only applies to broth.
This applies to solids as well, because solids also, when you roast solids, they can also splash. Because the juice comes out.
Why aren't we machmir for one oven?
What?
Why isn't Ramosha then machmir?
No, this is talking about at the same time. One might splash onto the other. Why isn't Ramosha worried that it might splash onto the oven? Because he thinks even if it splashes onto the oven, it won't go onto your food. Even if the meat splashes into the oven, it won't go into the milk and food. So,
no, I'm going to ask if I see there was liquid because the chocolate
toast. Yeah, because juices can still, if you make a barbecue, there's all those juices that go down into the coals, right?
What are the backsplash and cook that? If you're cooking and the milk gets on a fish, it goes on, you can drop back into the pot, no?
Can it drop back from the backsplash onto the pot or just go down the wall to the corner? I don't think it can drop back onto the pot.
Maybe poke them.
No, but also, I like have to get back onto the pot. It can't bounce. It's not a folding. Do you know what that means? I think we're ready for sip base. This is very important. There's a lot of important things in the test. This is very important. Let's try to get through a little more. Sip base. Bamed varnamurin bitli. Okay, we have one more thing on our list. I think I only have one more thing on our list. Yes. And that is five. Okay, we're going to have to use like an asterisk kind of thing. What else can I erase? I'm pretty sure that I can erase this. What's five? Bishol as opposed to tzli. Says, you know when lechachila were machmir? At least lechachila rach v'reach, that's in roasting, but in cooking not. Says the mechaber, b'med v'arur b'tzli, v'al b'al v'ashlo b'kderes el atzlo z'el atzlo, afilu b'tanar kotzim t'efsosim mutter, even lechachila b'achli shapir t'ir t'gulim. That's roasting, but in cooking there's no problem. Even in the worst case, even a closed oven and a small oven, and even the pots are uncovered. No problem in cooking. Why is there no problem in cooking, even the chasila? Why are we worried about Reicha of cooking even the chasila? What are the two pshat and the shach folks? So the shach here brings in my focus. The tor quotes the rashva, and he says he can't really even mean it. But, why? So, here are the two pshatim. The Rashba and the Tor sound like Ein Reach HaMisbashlim Chazak. The smell of cooked food is not as strong as the smell of baked or roasted foods. That's true. Right? Think about it. Like, what has a bigger smell? Barbecue or baking cakes or cooking chulent? Chulent has a nice smell when you cook it. Soup has a nice smell when you cook it, but the roasting has a bigger smell than the cooking. Somehow, because the water, the cooking, it doesn't have as big a smell. That's one shot. And therefore, even the chashil, it's okay. However, the shot points out that it's against the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Where did the Gemara use this heter, that bishul is better than flea? By two carbon pesach. And then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You can't cook carbon pesach. That's a big avera. This is daraisa. So rather, what did it mean? Make ke'ein shtei kederos, like cooking. What did light cooking mean? You roasted them with a wall in between. And that's what the Shach says. You know I will more make it by. You know why we're Romeo? Says the Beis Yosef and the Shach. And this is basically the Gemara. Okay, sorry, you want the Rosh for the tour. You know, can they get out of this Gemara? That's the Gemara says. Even Ke'in Shtei Kederot. Even if you're roasting them, but with a wall in between. That's also mutter. So either they have a way out of that Gemara or they never meant it. But, okay, well, you know, I'll pee the Gemara of Ke'ein Shtei Kederos. They say because Dofen HaKedera Masik Afalpi Shemagule Lemala. What do they mean? What they mean is that, here's my oven, here's my two pots. The smell, yeah, the smell particles can go like up here, but they can't go sideways. They have to go up and down, they can't go sideways. So since that wool is mafsik, therefore that smell is weaker and it's even mutter l'chatzila. And therefore it actually doesn't matter if it's cooking or roasting. Even if it's roasting, right? Even if it's dry roasting, doesn't matter. Dofen HaKedera is mafsik. That's the rest of the first. You can get the roasting from Pesach. Ke'en Shtei Kederos, so the wall in between.
I forget who she is already, but there will be a problem with Zeya.
What?
There will be a problem with Zeya.
That is an excellent question. You don't know how many Talmid Chacham I asked this question to. According to everyone but Rav Schechter says there's no Zeya in an oven, right? Okay, there's no Zeya in an oven, no problem. In an oven, there's no Zeya. According to everyone else in the world, if the pots are open and they're cooking liquid, shouldn't it be also because of Zeya?
Also, he says
Tanner Sasa, the Sasa. Rav Schechter says even a small closed oven is no Zeya in an oven. But everyone else in the world, it's a small closed oven and they're open pots with liquid. Why isn't the problem with Zeya? The bomb kasha, no? It's a bomb kasha against everyone but Rav Schechter. I don't mean everyone but Rav Schechter, lots of people agree with them. I mean all the other man, they push him. I asked a lot of them to come this question and none of them could answer. Just a proof that Rashad is right.
What's the question?
Question is, what did the Machaber say? Right, let's imagine the case of the Machaber. What's the case of the Machaber? Paner Kotan, Vistosum, Shtei Kederos, Megulos. Right? And Levashle, cooking, Bishel, right? Shtei Kederos, Megulos, Bishel. So what does he say? He says that there's no problem in Mechachila Brecha. What does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber, Ein Isser Misham Recha. Ashloimi, forget about Recha, how about Zeya? If you're cooking liquids, the pots are not covered, the Zeya goes with a small closed oven, why doesn't the Zeya assert? Good question, Shloimi, you know? Isn't that why should it be assert for the Zeya?
They have to like differentiate between one on top of the other and next to each other somehow.
That's what you're gonna have to say. That Zeya can only go up and can't go sideways or down. Basically, this is a good proof. Question is, doesn't this prove that there is no chashash of Zeya in an oven? Again, nothing to do with Ramah. Ramah was in a pan. Even a small oven. Doesn't this prove there's no chashash of Zeya in an oven? This even is the same pot. Kol Sekein, one after the other? The answer is, Rav Chester is very happy. He says, yes, it does. I don't know how everyone else would answer this question. I looked and could not find a defense for water so much for about others. It says right here, there's no problem with Recha. What about Zeya? None of those Sekelim say, what about Zeya? How come no one piped up and said, what about Zeya? Right? Not in the Mechaber, not in the 16th century, 17th century, 18th century, 19th century, 20th century. No one bought maize on the 20th century. There's a lot of books written in. I don't know.
Official document.
The answer is? Serafian? Serafian on all the Machmir. Serafian, anyone who says that there's a problem with Zayin ovens, this is a great proof that there isn't. Show me the first time in many years to go to that.
Official question.
About liquid vapor. Yeah? Okay. The answer is I don't know. Unless you want to think Bolavashlim means without water. But that's not what Bolavashlim means. Right? Sorry, you have a good proof. Okay. That's what the chef is really right. Okay, nonetheless, okay, we possibly need to be a little more machmer. We have deference for all of our being a little more machmer, but the chef seems to be right. There's no problem saying it. Nothing.
Maybe it doesn't literally mean fully official here. It means in a kadera versus not a kadera.
So Zev wants to say, maybe the machaber meant roasting, not cooking. In which case, okay, we had a heter of roasting. Okay. It's a little dachuk, obviously.
Because
doesn't the shach say, after the orcha de milsa nagat? No. Orcha de milsa is the image he's talking about, the bishul, it's just la davka. He's not saying he doesn't mean bishul, he's just saying he doesn't mean davka bishul. He didn't say he doesn't mean bishul. They're simply saying la davka bishul and not bishul.
Wait, it's a feel with mitzvah the kadira, you know, sir.
Yeah, I feel a mitzvah the kadira. Also, mevushal the kadira. So you're far from there, from there. Yeah. Okay, how do we defend all the machmirim? Sarfian. I wish I could have asked Rosh Feinstein this question. Sarfian. I don't know. Okay, Sarfian. It's a good question. Okay, this is how we know our Shester is really right, even though that's not my minhag. It's not my, I'm definitely smarter than him. I'm more machmir. But Shester seems to be really correct. He must.
Does it must have been
b'di'evit
or even
machachila? Certainly b'di'evit.
Why does it mean
machachila? Because the machaber, remember, you have to read the machaber as if he was just writing the machaber, right? There was no Ramah yet. He just wrote in the last line that it's also l'chachila. It says, when is it also l'chachila b'tzli? But if this one is b'di'evit mutter, he never said anything was Asher B'di'evit. Remember, skip the Ramah. So, Bamedvar doesn't mean when is it Asher B'di'evit. He never said the word Asher B'di'evit. The Machaber had none of this in the Machaber. The Machaber said nothing Asher B'di'evit. So what do you mean? Bamedvar was also the Chachila. But here it's Moshe the Chachila. Not mentioned that could still be a good Kasha, because the Machmir and Oven say it's Asher B'di'evit. Okay, great question. It's late. Okay, let's just finish this piece. Bedavka, very quickly. Says Ramah, hold on a second. You have this big heter of Mitzbashlim of Kain Shnei Kederos. But Ramah says, I had a Chumrah. What about heter 5 versus Chumrah 1? Ooh, heter 5 versus Chumrah 1. Not the Machado, the Machado never had Chumrah 1. Bedavka, Tan Rasuach Das, only Sasuach Das, and was Sosim, because it's done in Dershmat, meaning Machado, Sar, Shadow, Usher. But if it's totally sealed, like when they would do hatmana, they would insulate the food for Shabbos. They want to keep it right Friday night. Shabbos starts at 5 o'clock. They want to eat lunch the next day. Right? Staying to 18 hours. They need to keep it hot. But it's sealed really, really tight. If it's really well sealed, then it's also even divishal. If they are uncovered pot, makom hefsim ruba yishla hakel. We're only makel, but makom hefsim ruba. Says the Ramah, however, says the Ramah, what does the Ramah basically say? He says, Iter 1 beats Heter 5. That's what he's basically saying. If it's Mitzbashlim, two Kederos are not flee. But on the other hand, it's Sosom and Gamre. I know the Ramah, the Machaber says, Moshe even Sosom and Gamre never had Iter 1. Iter 1 beats Heter 5, and therefore, Afilu mitbashlim bishtei kederos. Em heim megulos. Detanor sosom legamre. Aser afilu b'di'eved. Uvin makom hesed meruba. It's motor, which is the same thing you said here. Motor makom hesed meruba. Meaning sosom legamre is aser even if it is mitzvashlim. Here the Marshal said even makom hesed meruba can't be makel, said the shaf, but everyone disagreed with him. Okay, there's a little more than we've got here, but we'll leave it at that. We'll have to pick up with Siv Gimel, Amir Tashem, next time. So next time we will finish off Simon Kof Ches, there's not so much more, and do as much as we can of Simon Kof Ches. That will be next time. Come look at the board before we go, please.
Did we move it to the middle? For a second, but it came down.